Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Talk Live.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call to get in on the conversation with us. Here in the studio, that is me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And if you would like to call that number to bring up anything that's on your mind, it's 603-283-6160. Tonight I wanted to get started reading this article from Reason.com. I was thinking that's a .org, but Reason.com, they're a libertarian publication, probably one of the bigger ones. I really like their work, and I think they're out of, like, Virginia or D.C. or something. And they have this story about police abuse. That's their little, they have subsections, I guess, and this is under police abuse, and wow, is this abuse. Texas troopers have killed 74 people in vehicle chases since implementing controversial border program. And I think that's just, like, the bystanders, the innocent people, not, I mean, like, not that you should, due process doesn't allow you to get killed, even if you're the one that's getting
But, like, chased. Innocent people who just happen to
be around, yeah. It says, from March 2021, oh, what a good month, to July 2023, 74 people were killed and nearly 200 were injured in vehicle chases occurring in counties affected by Operation Lone Star.
Oh my gosh, that's like so cringy.
It is, especially because the Lone Star, it represents the one star that is on the flag of Texas.
Yeah.
And that represents just like their sovereignty when they broke away from Mexico and they were just a sovereign state for 1 year.
But that's why, like, they have to kill the Mexicans.
Yeah, it's just like such a dirty thing. Like, they always turn things around that should be good and try to make, like, the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is
disgusting. Great example. Yeah. And, yeah, they have, like, the Puppies and Kittens Act, and it's like,
yeah, exactly,
you know, murdering children or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
but that is a good point. That's a good point. It's all about, like, borders, safety, quote-unquote, and it's Lone Star. That makes it almost a little dirtier, like, oh, we got sovereign from you guys, and now we're just
Yeah, it is. It's not right. I would love to know the details of, like, why, what changed.
Like, what that operation
changed.
Yeah,
why are people, why are they, like, killing people?
Let's get into it. I read this a little bit the other day, and it brings up other things that they're doing that are terrible to people that are trying to cross the border freely. It says Texas border enforcement cops killed 74 people and wounded almost 200 more during vehicle chases over a 29-month period, according to a report released yesterday by Human Rights Watch. Like, I just gotta say, this is me breaking in. The highways in Texas, like, all across Texas, are so scary. Like that's basically, like, I learned to drive and got my driver's license in Utah.
Yeah.
Like, I started learning to drive in Texas, then I moved to Utah, and I actually started driving, like, my own car, and it was in the middle of nowhere, so whenever I was on, like, a long highway, there'd be no other cars around. I felt like I was stepped into a whole new world when I moved to Texas in 2018, I mean. I felt like I had to learn to drive all over again because the highways are so scary in their own way. Okay, like, the highways here scare me a lot. It's like everywhere I've moved, I've had to, like, learn to drive differently. I don't like that there's just nothing in between me and this next, the car's coming towards me here.
Oh,
it's
like
one
there's
lane.
No, like, median?
Yeah, and yeah. It's one lane everywhere, and it's also really curvy. Like, the Texas highways, they scare me less in a way because there are so many lanes that you can get away from people, and then there's like a huge amount of stuff in the middle in between you and the cars driving the other direction most of the time.
I understand that. That does kind of make it feel safer. I feel like most highways are like that, like even in like Massachusetts and New York, but New Hampshire is so rural.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like a lot of the like main routes are really just back roads.
Yeah.
Like in any other state, that would be considered a back road, right?
And then
I like
people are
that.
Driving.
It is. It's
miles
very
an hour.
Scenic and beautiful, but I do understand what Bonnie's saying, where there's like a cliff, and then it's not as like dramatic as a place like California, but it's kind of like a drop off, and then there's a lot of like twists and turns.
Yeah, I know.
And then it's
that.
Like a not a lot of space for both cars. There's no median. It's just...
And then there's a lot of...
You know, it's 50 miles an hour and you're both coming at each other. I can understand how that can be like, ugh.
There's a lot of yielding where I didn't even realize we were yielding all this. And like a car could have just kept going and hit me head on. There's a lot of that here. But the thing that scares me about the Texas is there's so... Or the Texas highways is there's so many... semi-trucks everywhere, and I've always hated those so much, because, like, if you have to pass one, it feels like it's sucking your car in, and they're just, there's as many of those as there are regular cars. Everyone drives big McMansion cars.
Yeah.
Like, the equivalent of a McMansion, but a giant SUV. Not that I really find anything wrong with driving it, but it's just, like, when you're not in one, it's so scary to drive around them all. Like, it feels like you will get crushed if you have a normal-sized car. Like, I have a Subaru Forester, and I felt like I had a small car. And anyways, so those highways are already dangerous. There's always signs up, like the electronic signs, they'll always have like a count of how many people have died on Texas highways that year, just to like make you be like, drive safe, like allegedly that's what they're supposed to be for. But all it does is creep me out. I'm just like, wow, 1,200 people have died since January, and it's like, I don't know, October or something. So yeah, I just feel like the highways are already pretty freaking dangerous. Like, there's so much traffic, and there's people that just want to get the heck through and drive all around everyone, drive crazy. They're just, you know, you're mixing with people who don't care about their lives with, and you're driving on the same road as them. I mean, that's everywhere, but they just feel really, dangerous in Texas. And then on top of that, you have cops chasing people. That's just so stupid. Like, why do they even put the effort into acting like they care about how many people have died on the highways if they're letting their troopers chase people on the highways?
So are they chasing, like, illegal immigrants?
That's
Is that the thing? Because that seems like you should be chasing, like, someone who's murdering people actively.
Yeah, right?
And not just somebody who crossed an imaginary line.
So,
right.
So, and that's the thing, too, and this is probably why so many people are dying, is because high-speed chases are incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard, like, a lot of the times, like, say if you're on a motorcycle, so obviously a motorcycle has way greater acceleration than like any car, right? Because it's very light comparatively. So like say if you're going, if you're on a motorcycle going like something ridiculous, like 140, 150, a lot of the times the cops will just be like, whatever, or they'll, you know, like they'll file some sort of report. Like I saw this person on a motorcycle going really fast, but they won't always engage in a high speed chase at that point. Cause one, they're not going to catch up to you. And two, it's so dangerous. Like, the likelihood of them catching up to that bike that's already going so fast, and the likelihood of them killing, you know, or getting into a car accident with somebody else, like, there's just so many more risks. So, and just in general, like, high-speed chases are incredibly dangerous, and it should really just be reserved to, like, this person's, like, a murder suspect.
No, I mean,
you know what I mean?
If they're, like, actively, if they just killed somebody, even if they're a murder suspect... If, I mean, if,
no,
it's
right, like if
guilty,
they're like a threat to society.
Immediate threat.
Yeah, like
immediate threat. Immediate threat. Because the immediate threat of the high speed chase is thus greater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like, if you just think this person's like, oh, well, they
crossed the line.
You know, I looked in their car, you know, and they looked Mexican. So
yeah.
I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, that is not, right. Does not warrant.
They might get away and live a peaceful life. Oh, no.
Yeah, literally.
I'm pretty sure that is what it is, because that's what this Operation Lone Star is about. It's about protecting, quote-unquote, the border. So let's get into it. It says Texas border enforcement cops killed 74 people and wounded almost 200 more during vehicle chases over a 29-month period, according to a report released yesterday by Human Rights Watch. The chases occurred as part of Operation Lone Star, a controversial program that has spent over $10 billion in taxpayer funds to militarize Texas's border with Mexico, which people is why you a huge reason you don't want to vote someone in that wants to go to war with Mexico, because they're, it seems like they're like planning for it already. Ian has been reading in jail a book all about how in the last just 10 years, the Border Patrol has went from like, oh, it's just this thing we need to, maybe it was 20 years, just, oh, that's something we need and it'll only be for like emergency, to like they are the biggest, most dangerous, worst cops in the country, and they have so much money and so much militarization.
I mean, like pretty much all cops are thugs, but I feel like for some reason they just, like Border Patrol just seems like extra, like radical almost, like like they're just kind of like doing their own thing down there.
Yeah, but it's interesting. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's just like really interesting because you hear all this rhetoric sometimes, of, you know, especially coming from like the right or like the conservatives, where they're like, Biden is just letting everybody into the country, and like the Border Patrol's just letting like gangs of hundreds of Mexicans just cross the border, and you like always hear this stuff, and it's like, really though, because I don't believe that that's actually happening.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. You know, and we've had a couple people call into the show from, like, New Mexico or somewhere on the border saying that they do believe it's true. So, I mean, they're down there. I'm not. Maybe it is true. But
Sheriff David Hathaway, he's on the border town in Arizona, and he says that it's just not like people say. And he said that the ones that he meets, because he just walks over and hangs out in Mexico, too, are just, like, good people. It's not like
of course they are.
Gangs of military-aged Hondurans that want to kill Americans or whatever, and that's what they always try to tell people. It's like, it's worse than that. It's not just Mexicans. It's
well,
people from
always the minority,
America.
Right? Like, I mean, the criminals, the dangerous people of any region or culture, like, that's always the minority.
I don't know what it is that like, the South American countries scare the white people in America even more than Mexicans.
Probably just because they're racist.
Yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
Even more like it's of an unknown to them. They're like,
it's literally just, like, that simple. Like, I've traveled in, like, Central and South America and Mexico, like, quite a bit. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've, like, been to some places in Mexico where I'm like, yeah, this is sketchy. But I've also been to some places in, like, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I feel like I'm going to get shot right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's
people
kind of,
never
there's
think
like,
about that. Like, you wouldn't go everywhere in America. Like, I wouldn't go everywhere in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's seedy places anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in your home state right now. But I don't know, like, the majority of the places I've been while I'm traveling in, like, Central and South America is, I don't feel unsafe. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of it is just that they're getting fed this information. Like,
They haven't been there.
Constantly stories that are targeting, like, older right-wing people. They're saying all this terrible stuff that some immigrant did. It's just, like, you could easily find that kind of terrible stuff that, like, any group did if you were, like, zooming in on it. It's the same thing with, I think,
I'm sure all those crimes happen here.
Yeah. It's the same thing with true crime. If you start, like, getting into true crime, and it can be kind of interesting, can be kind of addicting, like, you'll start getting really scared whenever, like, when you weren't before. Like,
well, that's the thing. When you're feeding your mind with that, like, you start to notice what you're bringing your attention to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm, like, thinking about red cars, I'm probably going to notice more red cars. It didn't mean I, like, you know, created or manifested more red cars into my immediate existence.
Yeah.
It just means I started to notice that. Like,
right.
There's so much that is coming into, like, our visual fields.
Yeah,
you can only notice so much. Yeah, you're ignoring the majority of what you see and what you're noticing.
The cars is the best example because, for me, I'm not, like, a car person. So if I find out about a car for some reason, like, I have to go meet up with my friend, and they're like, oh, I drive a blah, blah, blah. Then I just am driving. I've never heard of it. And then I'm driving around, and I'm like, there's another and another and another.
Yeah.
Just because
I think it's called Bader-Meinhof, right? The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon.
Oh, I didn't know what it was called. But
like, when you hear a new word, you'll just hear it over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. Because your brain picks up on it.
Mm-hmm. That happens to me, too, with words, like, things I had never heard about, bands I had never heard about. Then you learn about it, and then people are talking about it everywhere. Well, continuing on, it says that Operation Lone Star, OLS, which was launched in March 2021 by Governor Greg Abbott, has devoted a tremendous amount of taxpayer dollars to increasing Texas's border security, often using extreme tactics. Recently, the program came under fire for using razor wire and blade-topped buoys. Thank you.
It is spelled weird.
and I looked up just exactly what that would be. Like, I
it's
understand
a thing that float in the water, right?
Yeah, I understand that it's a thing that floats in the water, but I was like, why would you have a blade-topped one? And that's basically all it is. It's a thing floating around with blades on it, so you can't grab onto it. And it's like, what
oh,
is
so
that?
So if you're
just,
drowning,
like,
you just die?
Cut someone's hands? Or, like, is that what the point is? Why?
I know. Yeah.
So yeah, they're putting razor wire and blade-topped buoys. Is that what you said?
Yep, buoys.
In the Rio Grande, in an attempt to keep out migrants. And that's what...
And it's probably just going to, like, kill a bunch of wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to do anything to the migrants.
I didn't even think about that. That is a really good point. It's probably going to kill a bunch of fish and stuff.
Probably.
It's just cruelty. Like, the benches and... in public parks that have spikes on top and stuff.
Homeless people can't sleep on them. Yeah.
Right. Because nobody's there in the middle of the night. Nobody can see what's going on, but we can't have people sleeping.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, the worst part about that is just like all the things that that city put in place to make it to where people are first poor, second destitute and unable to start their own businesses, and third, given all this welfare to just spend on their drugs and be, you know, homeless, and then you don't even want to let them sleep on the side of the road.
It's just dumb. It's like, okay, so instead of sleeping on this park bench, I have to just sleep on the ground next to the park bench?
Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
It says, the goal of the effort, according to a July press release, is to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, as if there just wouldn't be any drugs in Texas if there was no border.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I heard over a year ago at this point that at this point, there is more, as far as just marijuana, there is more smuggling from America to Mexico at this point, from the United States over the border into Mexico than the other way around at this point because of it being, you know, legal here. So, honestly, it's probably a good thing. Like, it's probably a good thing that there aren't as many people profiting, you know, like cartels profiting off of selling weed anymore because they made it legal in some states, so... net good thing. And if we just did it with all the drugs, it would be a really good thing, and we wouldn't have to be putting blade top buoys
in
the Rio Grande.
Right.
It says, just imagine if like a bird went to go land on that and like cut its foot. That would be
it's
so
awful.
Sad.
It's awful. Yeah, and it's like unnecessary cruelty.
Yeah. It says that, so they're going to secure the border to stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. According to Human Rights Watch, as of March 2022, about one-third of the total Texas state police force had been deployed as part of OLS, with additional National Guard members from 14 other states joining the project. What? 14 other states? Across the United States, police departments have adopted restrictions on when law enforcement can engage in a vehicle pursuit, the report reads, adding that the Texas Department of Public Safety has not restricted vehicle pursuits. So Texas hasn't, but across the country, lots of states have restricted cops' ability to chase people in cars. It says Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety, and several other law enforcement agencies have engaged in dangerous and deadly pursuits on a weekly basis in the 60 counties implementing OLS or experiencing DPS deployments under OLS. Wow, stupid cop lingo, even though it's in the report by these people who are letting people know about it. Human Rights Watch, I think. That's what it is. It says, according to the report, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers working under Operation Lone Star frequently engage in unnecessary vehicle chases and other dangerous driving maneuvers when attempting to make arrests. As a result, unnecessary police chases have increased by as much as 1,000% in some Texas counties. Data analyzed by Human Rights Watch showed that over 80% of cases were instigated because of a traffic violation, with 97% of these violations being misdemeanors like speeding. So to me, that sounds like it's not just people being like, oh, there is a actual person that we know for sure is an illegal alien, then they start chasing him. It sounds like they're using anything, even speeding, as a excuse to chase people and then try to check if they're illegal. According to the report, OLS chases had an average maximum speed of 91 miles per hour, with one in three reaching speeds of over 100 miles per hour. In all, from March 2021 to July 2023, 74 drivers, passengers, or bystanders were killed in these chases, and 189 more were wounded. Those killed include 7 bystanders, including a 7-year-old girl and her 71-year-old grandmother.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So what, they're just, like, mowing down people?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, high-speed chases, they're incredibly dangerous. You know what I mean?
And there's just no reason to start chasing someone because they're speeding. You're also speeding.
That's the thing. Yeah, no, and that's the thing I always think of. If I get pulled over for speeding, like, okay, well, what were you just doing if you had to catch up to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, we've all seen cops go down the highway going 80, 90, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So you can do it, but I can't.
One time... This is in the middle of nowhere, so it's not as big of a deal as it might sound, but one time I got the cops called on me because I just yelled at this girl that no one likes her and stuff because she was so annoying and being so rude to my sister, and she called the freaking cops on me in this small town I lived in. That was like the last straw and I moved in Utah, and the cop came over and was talking to me and my dad on our front porch because I was at my parents' house when it happened, so I was an adult, but... I was talking to this cop with my dad on the front porch, and I didn't know back then, like, what I should, like, that I shouldn't talk to them at all, but I was just like, this is ridiculous. Don't you see that this is ridiculous? I can say whatever I want to her. She was being annoying, and he's like, yep, it's just, I understand. A lot of people have issues with her, actually, but I have to come do a report, and nothing happened to me because of this, because I yelled that no one likes you.
Yeah,
but
you can't call the cops over that, but clearly she did.
While he was there, he was just, like, started talking it up with me and my dad, and he was kind of, like, he seemed a little simple, this cop. Like, I knew who he was, because it's such a small town, I just knew who he was. And I had never really had a reason to talk to him, but it seemed at, like, the grocery store when I worked there and stuff. And, he started bragging to us. He was like, my dad said something, like, we were making small talk. We didn't really like talking to this guy, even though it's not like my dad's anti-cops. He just is a weird guy. But we were making small talk with him, and I guess they had new cars, and my dad said something about, oh, you guys got new cop cars, and he was bragging to us. He was like, yeah, I was on the phone with my wife the other day and telling her I got the car up above, like, I think he said 120.
Oh, and my gosh.
We were just like, why is he bragging about that to us? Yeah. That sounds... Well, it's obviously illegal, even if he's driving in the middle of nowhere.
Obviously, yeah, and that's the thing. So it's like, oh, cool. So next time I'm going 120, and you see me, are you going to pull me over?
120, that's so stupid. Why would he brag about that to us? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. On Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatari foreign minister stated the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. President Biden addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district during his visit to the world's largest wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo, Colorado. The president criticized Boebert.
She, along with every single Republican colleague, voted against the law that made these investments and jobs possible. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact.
Biden attributed a $200 million investment in the creation of hundreds of jobs at the CS Wind facility to the Inflation Reduction Act. In an interview with the New York Times, ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy revealed he refrains from criticizing Donald Trump on television because it agitates the former president. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And I would like to tell you about Dash. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, and they're really bad right now. But Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. Like, yeah, I had to buy, I don't know if you guys know what an uninterruptible power supply is, but that's what I have a bunch of stuff plugged into in my room, and it died, and I just thought my TV was broken, but then everything around it was also broken, so it was all plugged into this uninterruptible power supply. It's like
it doesn't sound very uninterruptible.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they don't last very long. I hadn't died the whole time I'd lived here, but
yeah.
I guess they only last like 2 years normally. But I don't know why I made that part of the story relevant, because not. But I had to buy something, and I was wait, I'm not going to pay $100 and give you a $6 fee, or give them the miners a $6 fee for that, when I can just use Bitcoin Cash or Dash and not pay a fee like that at all. It says, from a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. So we're continuing on here with this story from Reason.com that is telling us that the Texas Troopers, I don't even really know exactly who those people are. Like, does that just mean any old cop, or is there really...
No, I would think that would be the State Troopers.
Yeah,
state
okay, troopers. Yeah, I just moved up to the picture and it says State Trooper on the truck, the car that is here. So yeah, the Texas State Troopers are the Texas Troopers, and they have killed 74 people in their high-speed chases in just about 2 years, since March 2021 to July 2023, they'd killed 74 people, some of which are bystanders, some of which are passengers, and they've wounded 189 more. That just seems absolutely, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
How could you possibly...
I feel like you have to try to do that.
But how could you make yourself feel like that is worth it? Like,
it's not.
Oh, there, good thing there aren't those people doing traffic infractions.
Well, and that's the thing too. It's like the means is not worth, like,
yep,
you know,
doesn't justify
the ends or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever that saying is. But even for, like, the people, even if there are people who are coming over the border illegally, they can't be killing this many people. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. I was just killing 74 people.
That's crazy.
In 2 years.
They're not.
I don't
That's
know.
That's crazy.
I don't know, like, how many just regular murders there are in Texas every year, but just 74 people who wouldn't have died are
yeah.
dead because cops need this excuse to try to look for people who passed an imaginary line. And that's what this Operation Lone Star is all about. It got implemented in March of 2021 by Governor Abbott. And it's come under fire before because they have put razor wire and razor covered floaties in the Rio Grande to try to keep illegal aliens out. And now they're chasing people even if they are, you know, just doing a regular traffic infraction. I don't know, not using your blinker or speeding. They're chasing people down as an excuse to, you know, try to figure out, like, start an investigation, see if they're illegal, it seems like, is the whole point.
Are the cops really racist down there against Hispanic people?
Honestly, most of the cops I ever met while I lived in Texas were Hispanic, so...
Because I was thinking, I'm like, the Hispanic population must be huge down there, so...
White people are more of a minority than
yeah,
Hispanic
that's what
people
I, that's
where
what
I lived.
That's what I would think, you know, especially in, like, more, like, urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think, like, just in general, I mean, even people, like, think of it, if you're, you know, Mexican from, like, you know, your family came here 100 years ago or whatever.
And
if you're,
left, like, just are from the place
yeah,
where,
like,
San Antonio is.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, a lot of people just must have that complexion, even if they're not Spanish-speaking and they're not, like, a first-generation, you
right.
know, Hispanic person in the U.S. A lot of people, like... So that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, are they profiling people based on, like, what they're, like, seeing when they look in their... Or are they just kind
right,
of
like,
going
are they
after anybody? Like,
chasing
I don't...
white people driving their giant SUVs?
Maybe. I mean, it seems like...
Or are they doing this only to people that look Hispanic
yeah,
to
I'm...
then find out if they're...
That's illegal. What I'm wondering, because I'm like, if they're, like, racist, then that would make sense. But if most of the cops are Hispanic, then... But I do know, I know some Hispanic people who, like, their families came here legally, quote-unquote, the right way, right?
Mm-hmm.
They jumped through all the government hoops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a gatekeeping thing. Where they're like, no, man, like, I had to go through all of this stuff to get here. So they're, like, really not cool with people that are just coming across.
And, like, think about what
freely.
Kind of person you'd have to be to become a cop. Like, it would make sense that those people would be like, well,
yeah.
you gotta do it the right way. I'm sorry, I don't care. Like, it's not like every...
Yeah.
Everybody
no,
of every race is all for the other people of their race.
Yeah. No, because I do know a lot of Hispanic people who, like, have a, they have a bigger problem with people coming here illegally than a lot of white folks do, just because they're like, listen, like, I did this the right way. Like, you better do this the right way, too. Like, You know, so
I had to suffer, so you have to suffer.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing, too. It's like such a lame perspective. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I had to do all this stuff, so you have to do all this stuff, too. And it's like, I don't know. It's gatekeeping. That's what it is.
It comes down to, like, what is right and wrong. That's what people should make their opinions on, not all this other nonsense. It's so much more simple than people think. Was it not right what happened to you that you had to go through all this crap just to pass an imaginary border? That's correct. It was not right. So it doesn't make it suddenly right to happen to someone else because, oh, well, they have to suffer like me. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's an ego thing.
In Arizona, they have, like, on the roads out of the border towns, they have these stops where you have to go through and they have drug-sniffing dogs go around your car and they x-ray your car and look at everything inside of it. So does that all not work? Because they have to chase you down because you did a traffic infraction to see if you're... border jumping, then that must not work. So then we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I can't see how those things could possibly work for anything, but, like, catching people dumb enough to drive through them with drugs. Like, me and my friend, I was helping her move from Las Vegas back to Texas, and we were already in Texas. Like, we had been in Texas for a while. Like, we had just drove through Arizona and New Mexico, and, we were in Texas, had been there for a while, but right before or right after you get to El Paso on the way to, like, the middle of Texas, like San Antonio, you go through one of those checkpoints you're talking about. And my friend, she is actually half Mexican, but she has blue eyes and pretty light skin. She just looks like a white girl to most people. And she and me were in this car, and she really had to pee. And she was like, oh, crap, I forgot about this thing, this stupid border thing here. And it's been there for years. Like, me and my parents drove through it, like, 10 years before. But anyways, she really had to pee, and she was pissed that we're going through this slow line. And whenever the cops came up and asked us, they asked us just, like, a few questions to see if we seem like
we're... Yeah, sketchy or whatever.
Yeah, they said, where are you going? And she was like, Texas! We're already in Texas! And they're like, all right, have a nice day. And I didn't say a word. They were just like, oh, you're white. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously American...
No, it is totally profiling.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it is kind of obvious. It's like, okay, you're clearly just...
Yeah.
You know, like, you could tell, like, okay, these are just, like, American people,
but
right?
But I was surprised they didn't think, like, is she drunk or something? She's been in Texas for, like, over an hour.
But they're probably kind of the same mindset. Or I don't know how busy this particular crossing is, but they're probably just trying to get people through.
Yeah.
So if you don't look sketchy, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough, Texas.
That was pretty, so funny.
They're like, yeah, it's just a dumb girl on a road trip, doesn't know where she is.
I was like, oh, no, we're in trouble now. And then they're like, all right, have a nice day. Have a nice rest of your day. I was like, nice. It says, so what we just read right before the break was that from March 2021 to July 2023, 74 drivers, passengers, or bystanders were killed in these chases, and 189 more were wounded. Those killed include 7 bystanders, including a 7-year-old girl and her 71-year-old grandmother. Texans want our government to show us it can do its job, but Operation Lone Star and these dangerous and deadly car chases are bringing a sense of chaos and lack of humanity to my neighborhood and to my state. America Garcia Gruel, a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas, and member of Eagle Pass Border Coalition, told Human Rights Watch. I want Texas law enforcement to stop killing people, and I want Operation Lone Star to end. This is not the kind of government my community needs, and I don't see how any community needs it. It's crazy. But it didn't get into many, that was the end of the article, and it didn't get into many, it didn't get into any kind of an explanation about why, why does border control safety, quote unquote, equal car chases? Like, is it that they're doing this only to people that look Mexican and then they're trying to check if they're illegal and then getting rid of them? I don't know why Operation Lone Star includes high-speed chases.
They're just trying to, like, play Grand Theft Auto in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just...
It's like that cop I was saying, bragging about getting his cop car to 120 or whatever.
That's how they are, and they know that they're above the law.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they know that they can do whatever they want, and they're like... Because any, like, sane person, right? Like, typically you don't admit to doing things you're not supposed to do, especially, like, maybe if it's, you know, a close friend, but, like in that situation, like, with you and your father, it's like, no, that's just a cop talking to some rando locals. You know what I mean? So it is kind of strange to be like, oh, yeah, I break the law, and I go 120 miles an hour in my cruiser, and this is so cool, and it's... It's kind of like, you weren't supposed to admit that.
Yeah.
How, like, are you just really dense?
Yeah, well, that's the thing I was going to say. I think a lot of the times, like, with different government workers that I meet, sometimes I feel like the government is using these kind of retarded people, not trying
are,
to
yeah.
use a mean word. I mean that literally, like, people who have...
Low IQ.
Low IQ, or their mental capacities are messed up, because...
Yeah.
A lot of them that you deal with, seriously, there's something wrong with them. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people that work in the courts, and they're the security in the courts,
yeah.
There's something wrong with these people. Like, I'm not
well,
saying,
you, like,
oh,
have to be brainless to work
right.
a job like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's...
Yeah, if your IQ is too high, they won't
yeah.
take you.
With because you're not,
problems.
Like, a good order follower. You know, like,
right.
you
robot.
Can't have too much logic going on in your brain, or else you might start to question some stuff. And it's like the same thing within the military. Like, I'm not saying every person in the military is stupid, definitely not, but
especially
a
just
lot
the
of
frontline of battalion
yeah.
people, or what's the word, the people who are, like, actually mostly likely to get shot. Like, you gotta be dumb, like, actually.
I mean, well, yeah, because that, like, goes against, like, all, like, rhyme or reason, right? But I think a lot of, like, the boot camp is to strip away, like, your individuality and to make you an order follower. So even if you're not necessarily dumb, they like put you through this rigorous training to break you down.
That's right. They,
like,
dehumanize you,
know, you. Yeah, they dehumanize you. You know, and that's what makes a good soldier. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to follow orders and be a, you know, a killer, that's what they need to do. They need to take away your humanity. They need to take away your individuality. And it's the same thing with a lot of these other, like, you know, government employees, like, especially cops.
And I just think that the people at the very top are, like, laughing in their, I don't know what I was going to say, laughing in their boots. Yeah, I think I'm mixing that up with shaking in their boots. But I think they're laughing their butts off at these people who are dumb enough to do their bidding for them, whether it's a cop or a soldier, somebody going off to die as a blood sacrifice in the Middle East for absolutely nothing honorable, or somebody who's willing to subjugate their own kind, quote-unquote, like the other common people around them, their friends and neighbors and people they went to high school with. They're going to become a cop and ruin those people's lives, and they're doing it all just... It's not like they're doing it for anything that is, like, good that's going to come to them, except
no.
for bad karma is going to come to them in a crappy paycheck that's, like, you can't take with you when you die.
Well, absolutely. And, like, this is, like, modern war and modern politics, right? Like, I'm thinking of, like, the Roman Empire, right? Ancient Greece, where, like, the kings and the princes, like, they were highly valued warriors.
Hmm.
So when they would go to war, like, the kings would be there, like, that the leaders of nations were if there was a war, like, they were in the front lines also fighting,
just like in Narnia.
Just like in Narnia, you
Aslan
know what I mean?
Was in there too.
But that's the thing. So, like, and that's almost what makes a like a respectable leader. It's like, you're just going to sacrifice a bunch of, you know, pawns, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's like, if this war was actually worth fighting, then you would be, you know, more involved. But it's not about anything honorable. You know, it's about money and resources and
creating more wars for more money.
Yeah.
Moving on to this other article, it's actually definitely on this subject we're talking about right now. I don't think anybody on Free Talk Live has gotten into this, but there were some cops that killed a guy in Memphis this past year, and his name was Tyree Nichols, and it was like a whole bunch of cops. They were called the Scorpion Battalion, or I don't know what the name of their group was, the Scorpion Group, I don't know, some word that they would use in policing. They beat this guy named Tyree Nichols to death, and then there was the whole thing where, like, one of them had sent a picture of him all beat up to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I heard about this. What? Okay, no, maybe I didn't. What?
It was pretty big. I think that you've probably heard about the whole story altogether, but...
That's nuts to send a picture of his, like, bloodied face to his girlfriend.
Yeah, like, somebody that also didn't like him, but it wasn't somebody that was his girlfriend. But it's still freaking weird and messed up and shows, in my opinion...
Yeah, you, like, literally can't do that.
It shows, in my opinion, that they had something against this guy and just wanted to beat
Absolutely.
Him up.
Absolutely! Why would you do that? That's crazy.
I think he was a UPS driver, and he was... Maybe it wasn't UPS, but...
I don't know why I'm always so surprised when cops, like, target people. I saw this video on Twitter the other day, which is... I actually deleted my Twitter right after this, because I was like, I don't want to look at this crap anymore. But it was a video of these people were in, like, a car, and they were just driving. It looks like they were in some sort of, like, parking lot. And these cops, like, it was, like, three or four cops... beating the absolute crap out of this guy. They were smashing his face on the pavement. They were kicking him. One guy was on top of him with his knee on him.
And at that point, like, is he possibly going to get up and kill you?
No. And then that's the thing, too. It's like, we, you know, like, the purpose, right, is to restrain them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like,
punch them. They're
beat
actually,
them up. I mean,
cops don't have the... It's not in their orders to punish people. It's that
absolutely not.
It's the judge and the jury.
Absolutely,
that
yes.
get to decide a punishment for
they
someone.
They could have killed this guy. Like, they were literally jumping him. It was like four cops on top of this guy, and the girls in the car were like, "Oh my gosh!" So they started recording it because they were like, "This is insane. I can't even believe what I'm looking at right now." And they were like scared, and they were like, "Do we say something? Do we say like, what do we do? What do we do?" Because they were like, "We need to help this guy," but like, these are the police, right? Like, it's scary, and especially if you're someone who is, like, bought into the system, and maybe you're not, like, anti-police yet.
Yeah.
They hopefully are now that they just saw them jumping that guy, but, but finally they were like, no, we need to say something, and they rolled down the window, and they were like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? Why are you doing that? Leave him alone. And they were trying to defend the guy. And the cops were like, keep going. This doesn't concern you. And
police activity or whatever they say.
Obstruction.
Yeah. They were like, you're going to kill him. You're going to kill him. Stop it.
Wow.
And it was just like, and then it's like, what do you do? How do you resolve that? Do you call the cops?
You know what the worst thing about it is, like, just the other day on Twitter, I didn't watch this video. I refuse to watch, like, cop brutality videos anymore. Like, I've already done my time watching them. I get the point, and now I can talk about it on the radio to people, or explain morality to people on the radio.
Yeah, it's like, you don't need to subject yourself to, because it is. I was traumatized. I told you, I was like, I'm deleting my Twitter. Like,
yeah.
I was traumatized by it, you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, like, somebody put me in a cop... brutality chat the other day, and I thought it was gonna be more productive than it was. It was just a bunch of terrible videos. I was like, okay,
I'm
out of this.
Like, I don't wanna that's the thing. Like, if we, like, I think talking about it on the radio is great because we're spreading the word. A lot of people don't know about this.
Yeah,
so I think
yeah.
like this is a good form of activism in regards to police brutality, or maybe even sharing videos like online for people who don't know. But for me personally, I don't want to watch it because I already know it's happening. It's traumatizing to me. Like, it's sad. I commend people because if you see that in real life, like, yes, because what are you going to do? Like I said, like, you can't call the police. There's nothing you can really, I mean, are you going to, like, shoot the cops and, like, save this guy? You know what I mean? Like, how far are you willing to, like, go out on a limb for this person, right?
And that's why.
So I think the only thing you can do is to take a video of it and then. Yeah. Post it online and then try to have some resemblance of justice, you know, at least get the cops fired or in jail, hopefully, but usually not.
During the George Floyd thing, lots of people were saying stuff like, the people standing around filming should have done something. And
what are you
going to
do?
What
get shot and killed?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do, literally?
It really sucks. Like, the only thing those people, I feel like, could have, other than the other cops could have done more.
Absolutely.
They could be like, all right, dude, like, this isn't policy. You need
to stop. They're, like, more in a position of power, but I think even, like, telling the cops, like, being a bystander, mean, like, no, I'm not leaving, especially, like, if you're kind of in the safety of your own car, you have that barrier.
You have
barrier.
Balls to do that. It's not without risk.
No, of course that's not without risk, but it's, like, the only thing you can do is, like I said, take a video
mm-hmm.
and tell them to stop. I see what you're doing. you need to stop, because I think that's a big reason why even things like cop blocking, even if it's as simple as like a traffic stop or something, if you are recording the police, they know that you're there and they know that they're being watched and that there are bystanders.
And that they're being disapproved of. Like, I feel like, yes, a lot of cops just live their whole lives thinking like, everyone appreciates me. They let me go to the front of the line at the donut shop.
Yeah, we sure don't appreciate you.
That's why they become cops, because they feel insignificant.
Yes.
And powerless, and so they want something with power, and then they get that power, and they become drunk with it.
I hate to say it, but I think a lot of them, they just had to deal with, and it's really sad, watching their dads beat their moms as kids. They grew up there. You either identify with one of those or the other. It's called imprinting, I think. You identify with the person who's a victim your whole life, or you identify with the attacker.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who are cops, they're just people who came from terrible things like that, where, I mean, obviously you can transcend that also, and that's great if you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
But a lot of people who become cops, they just have identified with the bad guy in their childhood, and they want to do it to
people. Well, because
people,
that was the person of power, right?
Yeah,
So if they feel powerless, they want to be that person in power, and they see someone growing up in power being violent to others.
Yep, and they get to
take
it out on people.
And right, like, unless some of them are like psychopaths, and they're like deranged, and they do want to actively hurt people. Like those cops that are like jumping people and beating people. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you're murdering people. Like, you have to know that's not right. I think a lot of cops wouldn't do that, honestly. Genuinely, I really don't think a lot of cops would engage in that sort of activity. Maybe one day they will, but I think most of them at this time don't. And I think they genuinely believe that they are doing something for the good of society. Like, they are so disillusioned. Like, the illusion is still there, right? Like, they think that they're doing something positive and that they're helping people. And they don't see all of the harm that they're doing. So they're,
At the very least, they think they just got to break a few eggs to
And it does go back to that position of power, where they do feel powerful and they feel good and they're like, yeah, I'm above the law, I can do all this stuff. Like, for people like that who have low self-esteem and, like, you know, it's very appealing to kind of like be I can go 120 my cruiser, I can drunk drive, no one's going to do anything about it.
That video of that female cop who was like, oh, it was so cringy. She was like, she's just really trashy looking. And
she's like, I can speed. You can't.
Yeah, she was like, anyone who's going slow in front of me, if you see a cop pull behind you, just move over, because I can speed and you can't.
Yeah.
But these cops are about to get into this story about, they definitely knew they were doing something wrong. They killed this guy, Tyree Nichols, and information has come out about them. 603-283-6160 is the number you can call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.